tricks on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Donald Trump's first executive actions included sweeping pardons and commutations for all of the more than 1,500 people who were charged in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says this includes people who were convicted of assaulting police.
Among the pardoned, Julian Catter, sentenced for assaulting officers using chemical spray on Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick. Sicknick would die one day after the riot after suffering two strokes. His brother saying the pardons are a betrayal of decency, calling President Trump a poor excuse of a man.
Other executive orders withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization and claim to end birthright citizenship, despite that being recognized as a constitutionally guaranteed right. South Louisiana and Texas under blizzard warnings for the first time ever, about 80% of the country under cold weather warnings. And Ohio State won college football's national championship 34-23 over Notre Dame. This is ABC News. Two Americans freed by the Taliban in a prisoner exchange with the U.S., the family of Ryan Corbett, who was kidnapped 3 years ago, says he is one of the two. In the Midwest, some diehard fans of an Ohio bar and restaurant that's closing are left with a reminder that is going to last a lifetime.
In 2008, the Melt Bar and Grilled restaurant chain offered a lifetime 25% discount for anyone with a Melt Grilled Cheese tattoo. Sporting his tat at a sort of garage sale at the last location in Lakewood, Ohio, Jordan Barrett, perusing merchandise, artwork, and small wares.
A tattoo is one thing, but if you got something you can hang on the wall and remember all the good times, that's what I want.
Beer glasses to decades-old Cleveland baseball memorabilia and more. Sales resume Saturday and Sunday. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
President Trump bringing back a unique fixture to the Oval Office, the Diet Coke button. It summons a valet with a Diet Coke. It was spotted again on his desk. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on?
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And,
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Wisconsin remains locked in dangerous cold. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will continue across Wisconsin. Classes have been canceled in school districts around the state due to the extreme cold. Dress appropriately and exercise caution if you need to be outdoors. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pecan says he'll be fighting for equal protections for LGBTQ Wisconsinites. Speaking on Monday, the Madison Democrat said the issue strikes close to home for him as a gay man, and that Democrats will be fighting to protect Americans against bills that target gender equality. And the Department of Natural Resources asks you to consider a donation when filling out your tax form. The agency points out each dollar donated is matched by the DNR and used to apply for grants that require match funding. Look for endangered resources in the donations section of your Wisconsin income tax form. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
This bitter cold snap ends today. It's cold this morning, but we will be back in the single digits by later this afternoon. Tonight, some light snow with rising temperatures. Tomorrow, a few scattered light snow showers with a high tomorrow back to near 25. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 20 below zero.
Thank you, Sean. And the school closings that we have currently, Alma, Mondovi, Gilmanton, Pepin, Plum City, Elmwood, Cochran, Fountain City, and Boyceville schools closed. Again, Alma, Mondovi, Gilmanton, Pepin, Plum City, Elmwood, Cochran, Fountain City, and Boyceville schools all closed for the day. Here's Tracy Lawrence and how a cowgirl says goodbye at 6:06.
A cup of coffee with the first sunlight at last chance Texaco. I'm thumbing through a worn-out road now, trying to decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Found up her mama down in find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. And that's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart.
sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. In a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It wasn't the books that I didn't read. It wasn't the teachers who tried to teach me. It wasn't that varsity baseball coach on telling them locker room jokes. She was Bobby Ann Mason back in high school. She was way too cute. She was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right back at Bobby Ann Mason? If Bobby knew her history, Bobby knew French, Bobby knew how to keep the boys in suspense. She teased with a touch, she teased with a kiss. I was 3 long years being teased by a pretty miss. Bobby Ann Mason, back in high school, she was way too cute, she was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right back waited closer to last. Bobby went to college, she got a degree. I got a guitar so I can sing about me. And Bobby and Mason, back in high school, she was way too cute, she was way too cool. Divides, time subtracts, takes away your hair, takes away your jump shot, but it ain't gonna take all the memories I've got of Bobby and Mason. Back in high school, she was way too cute, she was way too cool. How was I gonna get an education sitting right in the back of Bobby and Mason?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Rick Trevino, Bobby Ann Mason here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the teens below zero this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, Dennis Sky, our NAFB colleague from Canada, will be joining us on our newsmaker segment, the potential tariffs and how that could adversely affect beef producers. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Dennis will have more on that here in our newsmaker segment. Later on tonight, high school basketball will be on the road as Durand, Arkansas, the boys are playing at Boyceville in a Dunn St. Croix matchup. We'll have that game for you tonight with the Advent Health Panther preview at about 7 and tip off at 7:15. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alcivia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers. Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance, shared his thoughts on the subject of dealing with difficult workers on the farm in a recent PDP Dairy Signal. Here are some of his comments.
There's a few phrases with dealing with difficult people, and one of them is, I know you would want to hear this. If you're a manager, you're going to say it all the time. I know you would want to hear this. It allows me to bring up anything, even difficult things. When it comes to dealing with difficult people, I'm assuming that you have a position of authority. And I don't mean a hammer authority. I mean somebody that has your back. To me, that's what a good leader does. A good leader cannot do your job. A good leader ignites, equips, and encourages you to do your job, which means I must be seen as your greatest resource. Everybody's doing their job, except for the person that is kind of running the management of all of that. That's my job. It's to make sure that you are equipped, that you are ignited, and that you know that you're doing things well, which means I need to be your greatest resource. And part of being your greatest resource is, I promise you, I will tell you when you're on and I will tell you when you're off. there is a format in conversations, any type of conversation. When we're having conversations, there are two needs in every interaction. There's the personal needs and the practical needs. The personal needs are, what can I do as a human dealing with a human? And it's things like self-esteem, listening, empathy, involvement. But then there's the conversation itself. It's the practical needs of the conversation. And there is a path. If I'm going to have a conversation, I need to think this through a little bit and be prepared with it, because it could derail real fast. And the steps are: start the conversation, assess the wants and needs, lead the discussion, eliminate the fog, and summarize the close. And before we leave, we're going to make sure everybody's on the same page for what we've created, and then we're going to end on a high note. That's the process of any conversation, especially difficult ones. Start the conversation off right, get all the issues first before we come up with a solution, make sure we're on the same page, end on a high note. Two words: purpose and importance. So when you start a conversation, start it off with, listen, we need to have a conversation. This is what's going on, and this is the impact it's having. And there's two ways to do it. First of all, rip the Band-Aid off, get it on the table. Here's the purpose, and here's the importance of why we need to discuss.
Comments from Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance, who recently shared his thoughts on a recent PDP Dairy Signal about dealing with difficult people, particularly those that work for you.
I will tell you this: the wrong person in the wrong bus with the wrong type of coaching will never be successful. And trust me, if it's painful for you, it's painful for them. So if you're not going to raise me and grow me to own this position, then I'm going to lean more towards it's your fault than mine. Let's set expectations, guys. What are the rules? What are we looking for? This is what we need. And if it's an individual, it's going over the standards that are expected. If you have no foundation for what's expected from these people, then we're all living in fog. So we build our teams. We're not the victims of our team. So I'll give you a little bit of slack for a while, but then start having conversations to get everybody back on track. I really want to emphasize that it's what you say and it's what you do. Your team is not a mistake. And by adding the skill sets of having good conversations, when you go out of your way to say, I need to hold you accountable for this, or I need to bring this up, this is so off the mark, or we can't have it this way anymore, I want to talk to you about it, I want us to talk about it. What you're doing is you're building strength in our relationship, because I know you have me, in a strength in a team that means that we can accomplish and we can work through anything. I'm not afraid of the hard things because you handle it so well. I love working here because of that, because I know I've got a person who's got my back. So continue to keep our country moving, dairy people, and build strong teams and strong families. And I'm in your back pocket for anything and everything you need.
And that's Michael Hoffman, who runs Igniting Performance. His comments from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Tommy's selling used cars. Nancy's fixing hair. Harvey runs a grocery store and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears and Charlotte's on the make. And Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess. Frank works at the mill. Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the city and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams. We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Betty runs a trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware, Randy's on an insane ward, Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job with Ford, Joe took Freddie's wife, Charlotte took a millionaire, and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history. And the class of 57 has dreams, but living life day to day is never like it seems. Things get complicated when you get past 18, but the class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leroy Parnell. And what kind of fool do you think I am here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report? 20 below in downtown Durand. Our school closings that we have currently: Alma, Mondovi, Gilmanton, Pepin, Plum City, Elmwood, Cochran, Fountain City, and Boyceville schools all are closed for the day. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. At the Mercantile Exchange this morning, February milk up a cent to 2019, March steady at 1994, April and May not traded, April at 1968, May 1958. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels and blocks were steady, barrels at 189, 40 pound blocks also at 189, cash butter down a half to 253, grading non-fat dry milk up a half to 137 and a quarter, and two trades on the day. There were three trades of butter on the day Friday. Dry whey was steady at 73 and three quarters with no trades on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed. Hogs also called mixed as cattle futures had higher cash trade for the week factored in, with futures closing mixed Friday ahead of the extended weekend. Traders may look ahead to a week of renewed optimism after the higher cash last week. Hogs had fallen as it seemed more that traders decided to take profits than being fundamentally focused. February live cattle opens today at 196.75, April 197.50, June 192.20, January feeder cattle open at 273.50, March 268.05, April 268.12. February hogs open at 81.12, April at 88.32, May 93.10. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans some sharply higher due to lower than expected Brazilian soybean yields here in the early harvest. Wheat markets also moving mostly higher today as well, as there are some tightening world balance sheets. March corn up 1.5 this morning at 485 and three quarters. May up 1.5 to 494 and a half. July up 1.25 to 495 and a half. New crop down 1.75 to 454 and a quarter. March beans up 14.5 to 1048 and a half. May up 13.75 to 1058 and a half. July up 13 to 1068 and a quarter. New crop up 6 to 1033 and three quarters. March soybean meal up $4 to 301.20. March soybean oil down 12 cents to 45.57. Chicago wheat, March up 5.75 to 544 and a half. May up 5 to 555 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat, March up 3.25 to 586 and three quarters. May up 6.75 to 6 even. Energy markets this morning: February crude oil down $1.99 to 75.89. March down 201 to 75.38. February and March gas both down 3 cents. February at 208, March at 211. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 434, February and March also at 434, new crop 396, cash and February beans 949, March 954, new crop 938. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash February and March corn 444 and a quarter, new crop 406. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and February corn 451, March 455, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 429, new crop 406, cash beans 954, new crop 952. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 436, new crop 406, cash beans 949, new crop 938. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 457, April 467, May 469, new crop at 417. Meanwhile, March beans at 999, April 1007, May 1010, new crop 969. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 432, February 436, new crop 398, cash beans 958, February 958, new crop 955. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 189 to 213, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 185, market cows 105 to 123, bulls 122 to 153, calves 100 to 1015, beef steers 150 to 367, Holstein steers 125 to 272. Sheep markets, market lambs 145 and down, light lambs 225 and down, ewes 115 and down, rams 101 and down, goat markets, does 200 and down, bucks 180 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, call for a good time. I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Yeah.
had a long line of loves, mostly the gambling kind. I didn't want to be like the others and get left behind. I heard about her bad reputation and how she had a heart of stone. How she'd give a man a moment of pleasure to get what she wants. I had a weakness for her kind of woman I could never deny. I knew I would never see it coming till I was lost in her eyes. The more I tried to keep her at a distance, the more I became aware she was breaking down my resistance till I no longer cared. And I saw the red, red rose in the yellow moon, shining on a silhouette, lying in the shadow of my bedroom. I knew it when we made love, and I couldn't quit calling a name that I'd been hit by. Why the fear wouldn't let me tell her how good she made me feel. I doubted if she would even be around when the morning comes. I waited till she fell asleep to whisper, baby, look what you.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Look at us, after all. After all that we've been through, look at us, still leaning on each other. And if you wanna see how true love should be, then just look at us. Look at you, still pretty as a picture. Look at me, wonder how we made it all work out. Chances are we'll go down in history. When they want to see how true love should be, they'll just look at us.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, the last thing that North American beef producers and processors want is a trade war. Our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy in Canada has more.
The North American beef cattle herd size is at a 40-year low after several years of drought and feed shortages in primary cattle regions. Has taken a heavy toll on cow and heifer numbers. And while cattle producers are seeing record high prices, the beef processing sector is struggling. An official with the Canadian Cattle Association says a trade tariff war between the U.S. and Canada would disrupt one of the best price markets beef cattle producers have seen in years. Dennis Laycraft, executive vice president of the CCA, says demand for beef is high around the world right now.
Our cattle numbers in Canada and the United States are the lowest they've been in close to 40 years. What helps drive this is very strong demand. So the pull is there. We have tight supplies. Right now, world demand is growing faster than world beef production. We've got a record market. We don't want to do anything that interrupts that dynamic.
And while cattle producers in both Canada and the U.S. are seeing high prices at all stages of the supply chain due to low herd inventories, this same lack of numbers has led to additional price competition among packers, as well as impacting processing efficiencies at plants. Dennis Laycraft explains that higher prices due to tariffs on Canadian cattle is just about the last thing that some of the American beef processing plants need right now. Years of cattle herd reductions has left those plants scrambling to maintain a steady flow of cattle.
It's going to kind of vary by different parts of the U.S. The plants in the Northwest, Washington State in particular, Hiram, Utah, they pull a lot of Canadian cattle in so that they are able to operate at capacity. I think the last thing the North American and certainly the Canada-U.S. market needs are any of these things that are going to complicate the movement of live cattle.
And while Dennis Laycraft is hopeful that incoming President Trump will reconsider his tariff threat, Premier of Alberta is less hopeful of those reconsiderations and that Canada is ready to retaliate. Danielle Smith met with Trump in Florida over the weekend, and she came back with the belief that Canadians and Americans should brace for a tariff war that will hurt business and consumers on both sides of the border.
I haven't seen any indication in the comments that he had with me that he's inclined to change his approach, that if we put cross-the-board 25% tariffs in place on American goods, that makes the cost of everything more expensive. This is why tariff wars are so painful. You end up hurting yourself in trying to retaliate.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Today's the last day of the extremely cold weather in our ag weather forecast. As another trough will begin to move in, that will allow our winds to shift and also moves out that Arctic high pressure starting today. There will be a dusting of snow later on tonight and into tomorrow, but no significant snow is expected for the rest of the week. And then much milder air moves in next week, with the thaw looking increasing likely to end January and to start February. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, some increasing clouds late in the afternoon. We'll have highs near 6, west winds at around 5 to 10, shifting to the south at 10 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy, a 40% chance of snow late, lows near 2 above. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries, warmer, highs in the upper 20s. Thursday, sunshine, highs near 12. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs upper 20s. And for Sunday, partly cloudy, highs low 20s. Monday, mostly sunny, highs mid-20s.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Many pastures are stressed from last year's drought and will have a tough time recovering this spring. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on what you can do to revive them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
It was a dry summer and fall last year for many parts of the country, so drought-stricken pastures need some help going into spring. Plant roots are stressed, and if the livestock overgrazed, it's going to take even longer for the pasture to recover. Fertility is a key part of that revival. If you fed hay through the winter, phosphorus and potassium levels in the pasture should be okay, but do a soil test and apply nutrients where necessary. Joe Sellers is a retired extension beef specialist at Iowa State University. He says planting some annuals can give the pasture a forage boost.
We've had cases where people have done a mix of especially some summer annuals to get more production, but maybe you could even get some cooler season annuals like oats and peas or something like that, something you can plant even earlier, and target areas with poorer stands or some places where you think you're just not going to get any production. It's not going to be a save-all, but there might be places where you just get some other things that will produce more and get some bump up some forage just by putting an annual in.
This could be a good time to try frost seeding. He recommends broadcasting a few pounds of red clover before March to give it time to work into the soil.
It can be both a combination of freezing and thawing to help get those seedlings to go, or also just cattle hooves getting to go. And obviously you can wait a little longer and interseed with a drill, and that'd probably be a higher percentage success. But we've had pretty good luck, especially with the legumes, to frost seed. I don't think we've had very good luck over the years, though, trying to do much with grass. I mean, because the grass seeds are fluffier, lighter. They're not going to get down to the seed to soil contact. So probably red clover and trefoil are the couple of ones we had the best luck with the frost seeding.
In the spring, have a well-thought-out rotational grazing plan for the first few months of new seedling establishment. Find more resources for managing drought-stressed pastures at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Some have said down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California were nice to me, America. It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too. And the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell on the plains and who lived through hardship and pain, America, America. Could not fight in a war that didn't seem right. You let them come home, America. And my brother, all black and white, yellow too. And the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. Well, I come from down round Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me, America. I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, 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 America. It's home sweet home, America, America, America.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM.
Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump.